Thank you. Who was, is, and shall be. Grace and peace to you all.
And also with you.
Please be seated. Called to be a reconciling people, we gather to experience the birth of the Christ child, one who confounds expectations, upsets the established order, and uprights the downtrodden.
Let us remember the first candle is for the hope of reconciliation with the land. The second candle is for the peace we seek in the water that flows in and through it. The third candle is for joy in the life we share with all the inhabitants of this planet. The fourth candle is for love to unite the genders and generations of your beloved people.
Today, we light the final candle, the Christ candle. For Christ is born anew amongst us. Our Advent waiting is complete, yet our yearning for justice is but rekindled. As we continue to work and wait, call for and co-create God's final reconciliation of all things. Let us pray. God of reconciliation, source of all life, may we seek Christ with the wonder and curiosity of a child. May we find Christ flowing through your beloved waters and healing your beloved land. May we wait on Christ, the reconciler of nations and peoples, whose reign of justice will never end. Amen.
Salvation, one and all, Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Thank you all for coming out this morning to join us for Christmas service. Just a couple of notes, as we are still under restrictions, please keep your mask on, remain in your pews, remain socially distanced, and we will have Eucharist the way that we have been having Eucharist the last little bit, where I will bring Eucharist to you. So you don't actually have to move at all. This is quite an easy service for you. Everything you need is up on the screen, and I would invite you to take a moment, take a deep breath, let the joy of the season fill you, and prepare yourselves for worship. Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And I would invite you to be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Oh,
Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's the phrase that stuck out to me when I was thinking about this sermon. Now, if you go on the internet, you can Google the actual renderings of what a biblical angel looks like, and you will see why perhaps God tells everybody who sees an angel, do not be afraid, because it's a little bit terrifying when you look at it. But I think that there's something important in this, do not be afraid, something more than just the angel looks kind of scary. And I think we get caught up in the glory to God and peace on earth, goodwill to all men, the good news of great joy. We get caught up in that part of the story. And I think that, you know, sometimes we forget God really didn't need to tell all of the people involved in this tale, in this unfolding of history, to not be afraid. Mary is a young, unwed mother. Joseph is being asked to trust something that no other man probably is having to face. The shepherds are being asked to go into town, take a risk, when they are generally seen as people that nobody wants around. The wise men are following a star. There's a lot of things to be afraid of. And that's really not something we think about on Christmas, but I'm thinking about it on this Christmas because this Christmas is a little hard for me, to be perfectly honest. This is the first Christmas I'm going to spend without my mom. And it does make me a little afraid. It makes me a little afraid that it's not going to feel the same. That all the parts of Christmas that I love, that are tied up with my family, just aren't going to be there this year. And so when I was looking at this sermon this morning, looking at this reading, that's what I was really connecting to. Do not be afraid. And I think that that's something all of us can understand, because I'm sure we've all had a Christmas. The first time we left the house, first Christmas without somebody that we loved, maybe even last year, where Christmas just wasn't the same, where we couldn't see the people that we normally would want to see around the holidays, we couldn't gather in the church. Maybe it's this Christmas, where we're looking forward to a new year where we don't know what's going to happen. And I think that little tiny piece, Do not be afraid. Those four words are really something that we need to hear right now. Because Christmas is the answer to that. Christmas is the answer to, God, I'm afraid. Christmas is the answer to, am I loved enough? Christmas is the answer to, am I going to be okay? Christmas is God's answer to heartbreak, to violence, to unrest, to uncertainty. It's God's answer to grief, to pain, to fear. God's answer of hope, peace, joy, love. That is what we celebrate this morning. The birth of love into the world. The time when God tells us with a miracle how fully, wholly, completely loved we are. Now, a lot of you know that earlier in the year, I took off my collar in solidarity with my friend and colleague, Rosalyn Elm, in response to the discovery of the children in the residential school system who were buried in a mass grave. And I took it off mostly because I didn't see a lot of hope in that symbol anymore. What I saw was a love of power and privilege. But I put it back on last night. And I cried the day I put it on the first time when I got ordained. I cried the day I took it off. And I'll tell you, I cried yesterday too to put it back on. But I put it back on because what I needed to hear this Christmas and what I'm offering you this morning, all that I have to say, is that I heard, do not be afraid. There's hope in this new year. There's peace coming to earth. There's joy in the midst of this. And there is love. Love that never dies, love that does not grow old. Love that will wrap us up forever, that gives us new life, that makes us whole. This new year will be something new for all of us. It'll be something different. Parts of it may be hard, parts of it may be scary, parts of it may be wonderful and beautiful and joyous. And then we will come back here next year to hear this promise yet again. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I've come. I'm here. I love you. Amen. And I would invite you into a position of prayer, either standing, sitting, or kneeling.
Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for all missing persons and their families who are rethinking their direction, all who find life full of contradictions at the moment. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those who have come to an end of their earthly life, especially anyone who are unprepared. Emmanuel, God with us. We give thanks and praise for God's involvement in our lives. We bring before you those on our hearts and minds, our families and our friends, and all those named in our service bulletin. Emmanuel, God with us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I would invite you now to share a symbol of God's peace with a wave or a smile with your eyes as you remain in your seats. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Offer in this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior taught us, we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. Among us, light in the midst of us. Bring us to light and life.
I heard from heaven today. There's a bell ringing in another bright world. I heard from heaven today. There's a bell ringing in another bright world. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Heaven today, hurry on, oh my weary soul, I heard from heaven today.
Let us pray. Father of all, tonight you have united earth and heaven in sending your Son to take our human nature. May we who have tasted heavenly things share in the life of his eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the Father, who has loved the eternal Son from the foundation of the world, share that love with you, his children. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things, heaven and earth, fill you with joy and peace. May the Holy Spirit, by whom Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Villagers of this frosty tide, let your doors swing open wide. The wind may fall on snow beside, yet draw us into your fire to bide. Joy shall be yours, joy shall be yours in the morning. Here we stand in cold and sleet, blowing our fingers and stamping our feet. Come from far away, you to greet, you by the fire and we in the street. Bidding you joy in the morning. For ere one half of the night was gone, sudden a star had led us on, bringing bliss and merry sun, bliss tomorrow and more anon. Joy for every morning. Joy for every morning. To cry Noel, animals are as it befell, there in the stable where they did dwell, joy shall be theirs.